We are in the middle of Shin Samach Gimel Sif Chav Aleph, and we now continue. What did we see? There are conditions for a Mavi becoming Hutar for being Metaltalin by way of a Lechi or a Korah. So now the Machaber says, Ein Mavi Nitar Belechi O Korah Ad She Psuchim Letochu Shnei Chatzeros U L'chol Chatzer Shnei Batim. In order to be called a Mavi, where it'll have the term of Mavi, which means all you need is one lechi or one korah. You don't need a pas dalet or two lechayayim. In order to be a mavui, it has to have two chatzeres open to it, and each chatzer has two batim open to the chatzer. Says the Ramav, afilu kol chatzeres psukah zu lezu, even if one chatzer opens into another one. V'yesh cholkim bazeh, but it's a machlokas. Some say it works, others say it doesn't. And that every Pesach of where the chotzer goes into the mavui, say, has to be at least four tefachim, or else it's not a Pesach. It's got to be that in every house you have someone eating because it's makom hapas that's gorim. The fact that they're eating out of the same house is irrelevant as long as they're eating in different houses. Even if one side, any Yehudi, has a non-Jew in it, it's still good. That means here we'll say that a deer of a non-Jew is enough to turn this mavui into a mavui where we say that it's nitter with lechi or korah. So that's the first rule. The Mishnah Berurah adds to it that the houses have to be at least four amas. Less than four amas is not considered a bias. Otherwise, it will not have the coolness of a mavui. We'll consider it a chatzer. Now says the Ramah, Hago. This is a big chiddush, but this is our minhag. The noagim ha'idna letakin kol ha'mavois b'tzuras ha'pesach. The minhag is that we do a tikkun on all of the chatzeres with the tzuras ha'pesach, and we don't rely on a lechi v'korah. Why is that? The kol ha'mavois shelanu yeshem din chatzeres, because we're afraid that every mavui is really a chatzer. V'aminik ha'poshet b'medinas elu. L'taknan a'idei chevel ha'kosher l'rochbo al ha'mavui. So what do we do? We say that we put a string on top to make it into a tzuras ha'pesach. V'din chevel ze'ein ha'korah she'ein rochbo tefach. It's not a tefach, why? So it wouldn't work as a korah. V'lo mahani elamitan tzuras ha'pesach, the mahani lamala afilu begemi, the halacha is that up on top, it doesn't have to be something that wouldn't bend in the wind. V'alken yesh lizor lahame tachas achevel shnei konim gvoim asora. So the Ramah says, if we're using the string on top as a tzuras ha'pesach, then you have to make sure that it has two l'chayayim. M'chuvanim tachas achevel. So what's the halacha? Once you have two lechayayim there, so then you have something on top, and you'll have yourself a tzuras ha'pesach. V'oz mahani afilu b'movi mefulish b'toras tzuras ha'pesach, or afilu b'chotzer v'chol mokum shetzuras ha'pesach mahani, and then it'll work even if you have even if it's wider than 10 amos. So the best thing is that we are metakin the entire city with tzuras ha'pesachs and not with just lechayayim. Now, Mishnah Berurah goes into the reasoning behind this. One reason is because many of the mavolas are open on two sides. So the third side definitely needs a tzuras ha'pesach. So what if you made a tzuras ha'pesach on the third side? Can you use a lechi on the fourth side? So the Mishnah Berurah says, lechatchila we don't. It's a machlokas, but lechatchila we don't. But let's say on Erev Shabbos you had something else and fell down, you could rely on it. Now, another very interesting machlokis. The halachi is, we'll see in a later simin, the halachi is that a mavui that bends, according to many Rishonim, you have to make a tzuras ha'pesach at the bend so that no one will think that we're carrying in a place that's open to the Rishis HaRabim. The question is, if we are to say that our mavois are really not mavois, but our mavois are chatzeris, then in a chatzer, when it bends, you don't need this. It's only in a mavui. So the Mishnah Berurah says that the minig is lahokel with the din of mavui okum, of having to put a tzuris ha-pesach in the bend. We don't do that. So it must be that we are holding that our streets are bechlal not a mavui. Because the din of mavui okum was only said in a mavui. In a city that has a wall around it, but part of the city you have non-Jews, and in the other part you have Jews. You want to separate them, you shouldn't need tzuris for shus. So there, you don't need a tzuris ha-pesach, you can rely on just passim. There it would be good enough. Now, Mishnah Berurah adds another very big chiddush here that's very important, the sources of Makor Chaim, and that is that a Tzuris HaPesach has to be in the Rishus HaRabim. You cannot have a Tzuris HaPesach in a Rishus HaYochid. Not only that, but if a Rishus HaYochid is mafsik in the middle of the Tzuris HaPesach, you have to have a lechi before it begins and a lechi after it ends. A Rishus HaRabim, while you're allowed to carry in it, a Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYochid, even though you're allowed to carry in it, a Rishus HaYochid will be mafsik the Tzuris HaPesach. Tzuris HaPesach means this is a door. You don't have a door with a Rishus going through it. So the Mishnah Berurah says if you have a slanted roof going into the Tzuris HaPesach, then it'll passel it. Certainly if you have a fence somewhere, it'll passel it. And what you have to do is put a lechi outside it. So this is very, very important. That means that let's say you run a string from one building to another, and then the buildings have fences around their garden. So the halacha would be that what you have to do is put a lechi at the beginning of the fence on either side, directly beneath the string. And what we'll say is that your tzuris ha-pesach is not the two poles in the middle of the rishus that are holding it up, but the two poles at the ends, which means that you put up a lechi before the fence. So this is a general rule in all tzuris ha-pesach, and since we make erev in this way, you have to make sure that you don't have a rishus ha-yochid running, being mafsik in the middle of your tzuris ha-pesach.